Dear sisters and brothers in the Lord, dear friends.
在我主内的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
This is the first Sunday of the new year.
今天是2008年的第一个主日。
So please allow me to take this good opportunity to wish all of you a very happy new year.
让我能够有这个机会恭祝大家新年快乐。
Whenever I come to this great country, United States, I have a little identity crisis.
每当我到这个你们这了不起的这个国家的时候，我就有个人的identity crisis.
They are not always very sure which are my given names, which is my surname.
好像刚才有人就搞不清楚我的姓叫什么，或者是我的名叫做什么。
Yeah, Chung seriously is my surname.
我实在是姓宗，不是姓邦。
Yeah, Chi Pang are my given names.
智邦是我的名字。
I'm very thankful to the Lord and to the church for giving me this honor and privilege to share with you in our joint worship service this morning.
非常感谢贵教会，也感谢神给我这样的恩典。然后有机会在贵教会的联合崇拜当中跟大家一起来证道。
As Christians, we are certainly very grateful to the Lord for giving us this holy book, the Bible.
成为一个基督徒，作为一个基督徒，我们非常感谢神把他的话语启示在这本圣经当中。
For those of us who are Christians and take this book seriously, this is the word of life.
假如你是一个基督徒，你把这一个书看得非常严肃的话，你就知道这是一本生命的书。
And the Bible is certainly for us the highest authority in matters of faith and conduct.
也就是说，圣经是我们生活、我们的行为的最高准则。
One of the main reasons why I think as a Christian I can trust this book, it is because the writers were absolutely serious and honest in their witnesses.
因为圣经的几十位的作者对他们在神里面所领受的所做的见证是绝对严肃、绝对认真的。
For the Bible, we give thanks to the Lord. We see the glory and His wonder and His work of salvation.
这些作者们把神介绍给我们，特别是把神的救恩很严肃地介绍给我们。
On the other hand, these honest writers of both Old and New Testaments witness to things negative as well as things positive.
同时在写这本书的许多的作者当中，不只是见证了神许多正确正面的教导，也把在历史上发生正面或负面的事情也清楚地记载下来。
They had absolutely no intention to cover up human weaknesses, including weaknesses of churches.
也就是说，他在整本的圣经当中并没有任何的意思要把教会的弱点给掩遮了。
But very often, with every good intention, I noticed that some sisters and brothers occasionally have the tendency to idealize the early church.
在许多的事上，我也知道弟兄姐妹往往把初期教会看成一个非常理想的教会。
Again, with every good intention, consciously or unconsciously, sometimes we tend to even romanticize the situations of the early churches.
不管你是意识性的还是下意识性的，你也许常常会把初期的教会不只是把他们理想化，也把他们romanticize
浪漫化。
浪漫化，哎，我 Are you going to speak English?
哎，不要紧，我等一下会告诉您我要说什么。
Whichever language he speaks, I'm a machine.
Thank you. Yes, we thank God for these faithful witnesses to the context and situations of some of the New Testament churches.
所以我们尤其是对新约当中初期教会，我们这些作者们，他们很忠实的、很中肯的把当时的状况能够记载出来。
As a person, as the servant of the Lord, of tremendous human weaknesses, I often find weaknesses in the early churches, tremendous source of encouragement.
成为一个人，成为一个有弱点的人，常常看见在圣经当中记载初期教会的一些事情，就成为我们今天的鼓励。
A couple of simple questions to begin with.
那么我们开始的时候来问几个简单的问题。
Would you like to be a member of the Corinthian church?
你愿意做哥林多教会的会友吗？
As for me personally, anytime, I would prefer to be a member of the Lexington Chinese Bible Church.
那么假如你问我的话，我会觉得任何时候我都愿意成为贵教会的会友。Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Would you like to be a member of the Galatian Church?
你们愿意成为加勒太的教会吗？
Or for that matter, Colossian Church?
或者是哥罗西的教会吗？
Again, for me personally, anytime I would prefer to remain a faithful member of the Lexington Chinese Bible Church.
不用翻译了。
Now, here this morning, we are going to read together a passage taken from Acts chapter 6, the first 7 verses.
今天早上我们一同来思考在《使徒行传》第六章的前面七节圣经。
Let us now turn to the scripture, Acts chapter 6, the first 7 verses.
使徒行传第六章前面七节的圣经。
Now, during those days, when the disciples were increasing in number, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food.
钟牧师念的不是 NIV 的 version. Yeah, he's not reading from NIV, alright? But that's okay. 那时门徒增多，有说希利尼话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
Verse 2, And the 12 called together the whole community of the disciples and said, It is not right that we should neglect the word of God in order to wait on tables.
十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。
Therefore, friends, select from among yourselves 7 men of good standing, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may appoint to this task.
所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
While we, for our part, will devote ourselves to prayer and to serving the word.
但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。
What they said pleased the whole community, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. They had this man stand before the apostles who prayed and laid their hands on them.
大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人；又拣选了腓力、波罗哥罗、尼加纳、提门、巴米拿，并进犹太教会的安提阿人尼哥拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上。
And finally, verse 7, the word of God continued to spread.The number of the disciples increased greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith.
最后一节，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目增加甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
We have chosen a particular topic to meditate together in our worship service this morning.
今天早上我们特别选了这一段圣经成为我们一同思想的圣经。
The bilingual Chinese church, problems, challenges, and opportunities.
我们是一个华人的双语教会，我们有什么样的问题、挑战和机会？
Sometimes church growth in itself, which is a very good thingcan create, can bring some unexpected problems, big and small.
一个成长的教会，它本身是一件的好事，但是在成长的过程当中，也可能会带来一些没有意想到的问题。
Based on the text which we have just read, we see very clearly that problem crop up not because of something negative or bad, because of church growth.
就像我们刚才所读的这一段圣经，我们看见他们有一个问题，这个问题不一定是一个坏的问题，这个问题是他们成长的一个结果。
你看第六章第一节说，那时门徒增多，问题就来了。门徒增多本来是很好一件事情，应该感谢赞美主的，随着来的大小的问题都有了。
As you see in the verse 1, in those days the number of disciples increased tremendously. It is a good thing, but also unexpectedly problem crops up.
I am not too sure. When we come to Acts chapter 6, what is the population of the church in Jerusalem?
我就在想，那么在这个第六章以前，一直到第六章这个时候，在初期教会到底有多少基督徒？
你看，在五旬节那一天，很清楚的记载，就有3000人悔改了。
As you in chapter 2, at the Pentecost, after Peter's preaching, there were like 3,000 people were converted to become Christians.
然后到了第四章，很明确的记载说，有一次有5000男人信主。
Also, in chapter 4, it's clearly stated in one preaching, in one time, there were like 5,000 men became Christian.
一般来讲，在基督的教会，如果有5000男人，你几乎可以肯定姊妹或者女人至少也有5000。
You can also be affirmed in those days that if there were 5,000 men, there will at least be 5,000 women also became Christian.
又加上当时的犹太人也没有什么人口限制，所以小孩嘛恐怕也不少。
So they came to church like a family, parents and kids. There must be a lot of children also came with their parents.
所以三千人五旬节那一天
3,000
又加上第四章至少5000男丁
Then 5,000 men in chapter 4
加上5000女士们，又加上小孩，所以到了使徒行传第四章，我们大概几乎可以肯定耶路撒冷教会的人数已经10,000多人
了。 So we can be sure at the end of chapter 4 the church in Jerusalem may have a population of more than 10,000 people.
所以到了使徒行传第六章的时候，我估计啊，这个时候的弟兄姊妹会众至少有10,000多，可能是20,000或者更多。
Perhaps by the time of chapter 6, there were more than 10,000, even maybe 20,000 people in Jerusalem church.
那意思就是说，当时耶路撒冷的教会的人数大概相等于我们今天 Lexington 的10倍、20倍。
Perhaps you can think of our church here today, multiplied by 10 to 20. That was that many number of people.
在旧的耶路撒冷城，如果有1-2万的人、2-3万的人在活动啊，你就显得非常的拥挤了。
In the old Jerusalem, if there were a body of 20,000 people gathered together, it would be very, very crowded.
所以我可以想象，当时耶路撒冷的教会是非常拥挤的一个地方来的。
So I can imagine how crowded it was in the early days of the Jerusalem church.
人来人往，摩擦，看法不同，习惯不相同，都会造成大的问题，小的问题。
People come, people go, they crowded against each other, frictions among them, there must be problems cropped up.
我们所讲的这班人几乎全部是犹太人，因为当时几乎外邦人还没有成为基督徒。
Most of those people, maybe 99% of those people were Jews, because the Gentiles became Christians were very few at those days.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们现在所讲所看见的就是都是同一个民族，同一个血缘，犹太人。
So we see this is a church of the same people, ethnic people, they were all Jews.
基本上问题就在同胞、同民族、同血缘之间发生。这个产生
Then the problems actually happen among the same ethnic background, same people.
但是当中有两个很大的因素，语言的因素。
There were actually two important factors. The first one was language.
在那个时候，犹太人基本上是双语的，他们的母语是希伯来语或是亚兰语，他们学来的在罗马帝国所操作最普通的可能是希腊语。
So they were actually, they were bilingual. The most popular, their own language was Hebrew, where what they acquired was Greek.
这个情况跟咱们北美华人的教会有很类似的地方。
Isn't that similar to the churches in North America?
你看多么奇怪，在座呢，大部分我看98%吧，应该是华人或者中国人的后裔。
I would say among you, perhaps 98% of you are Chinese in origin.
但是你看我们崇拜的时候，我们英语又说，普通话又说，这个情况跟当时耶路撒冷双语的教会很类似。
So in our joint service, for example, we have two interpretations, Chinese and English, which is perhaps similar to the early day churches in Jerusalem.
还有一个类似的地方。
Another similarity.
当时我想年纪比较大的，或者在文化这方面比较保守的基督徒在耶路撒冷，还是保持讲希伯来语。
I would imagine in those days, the senior members of the Jerusalem church were Hebrew speaking.
有一些经常在耶路撒冷以外生活的，或者比较年轻的，他们就比较惯讲希腊语。
For those that live outside of Jerusalem, perhaps they're more accustomed to speak the Greek.
你看，今天我们刚才这位弟兄，他主席，他主持，他就讲英语了，翻译成普通话了。
Just like our presider for today, he spoke English and then translated into Chinese.
因为如果问题只是单单语言的问题，倒还是简单一点。
Language was the only reason, perhaps it is an easier question, easier problem.
语言经常代表着文化背景的不相同。
Language usually reflects the difference in cultural background.
有个很具体的例子。
There is actually a very practical example.
在我们当中恐怕不少弟兄姊妹是代表着两代的人，年纪长的是父母辈，甚至有祖父祖母辈，少数年轻的是下一辈了。
Among us, there must be many of you are living in the two generation, even three generation family, like the older generations are Chinese and leading to the second generation Americans.
以前从台湾来的，或者近十多年来从中国大陆来的，或者以前有一部分东南亚香港人来，年纪比较大的，还比较习惯有普通话或者广东话，是不是？
The older generation, whether you came from Taiwan or Hong Kong or Singapore or China more recently, and your main language, your mother tongue is Chinese.
但是我们年轻的那一代，也就是我们的子弟们，如果你闭上眼睛听他们讲美国式的英语，你不晓得它是黑的、白的、黄的。
But if you close your eye, listen to your children speaking, you cannot tell, perhaps, that they are your offsprings. They are actually Chinese. They could be any of the other ethnicity.
好，所以那个问题怎么样产生呢？
So how does a problem crop up?
起先它很明显的是语言造成的。
It obviously started with language issue.
那些讲希腊语的，也许比较西化的，比较年轻的说，你看你们只是照顾这些年长的，讲希伯来语的，你看我们这些寡妇，这些比较西化的没有得到照顾，被忽略了。
Perhaps the complaint was like, we, the younger generation, we are more westernized and we speak a different language, and you, the senior generation, you only take care of people of the same ethnicity with you.
我这几十年来，这个教会经验几乎都是双语。
In my experiences, most of my experience, I've been in the bilingual church.
我在国外做学生的时候，不管是在澳大利亚，在英国，后来那一年在哈佛，我参加的教会的都是双语的。
In all the churches I participated, whether it's in the Australia or England or that 1 year I spent at Harvard, the churches I attended were all bilingual church.
我在一间神学院，新加坡，在新加坡一间神学院教了25年书。
I taught in the seminary in Singapore for 25 years.
也是双语的一间神学院。
It is also a bilingual seminary.
因为我曾经做过 dean， 又做过院长，所以我亲自处理了双语的神学院所造成的大大小小的问题。
I was a professor, a dean, and a president of that seminary, so I had to take care of many of the problems came up for the bilingualism.
这就基本上呢是由语言造成的。
The problem started from language.
文化造成的。
Then was culture.
思想造成的。
Then the way you're thinking.
不同的做法造成的。
And the way you treat problems.
有时候我就发现到在我的神学院或者在教会，如果中文部跟英文部有什么地方不合，或者有什么地方有矛盾，可能中文部、英文部同时错。
So in my experience, whether there's any problem between the Chinese congregation and English congregation, I can tell you, you both sides are wrong.
可能是同时都对的。
Maybe you both are right.
可能不一定是对错这么简单。
Maybe it's more than just who's right, who's wrong.
你不要太过敏感，我用一个普通的比喻就好了。
I hope you're not too sensitive what I'm going to tell you as an example.
Now, like music in worship, very often is a matter of taste, is a matter of upbringing.
The way you worship, the music you... Oh. 我们敬拜的时候所用的音乐很可能是你一个自个人的选择。我忘记了。
yeah, 是个自己的爱好嘛。
你的喜好。
I'm quite sure my younger sisters and brothers in this congregation would perhaps generally prefer a more modern, a more lively, dynamic worship in music, right?
我相信比较年轻的弟兄姐妹是非常欣赏也喜欢一些有生动的、比较大声的比较充满了 energy 的能力的这样子的音乐。
And perhaps for the majority of those who are more senior in age, are more traditional without value judgment, they may prefer the traditional, what they call more solemn hymn singing without having to stand up for half an hour. 因为老人家那个腿站了半个小时啊，很累的呀。
It's too long for me to remember everything he said. 假如说是年轻的弟兄姐妹愿意站得久的话，可是我们这些年纪大的人呢，也许比较喜欢一些传统式的音乐，也不要站得那么久。
所以年轻的弟兄姊妹喜欢比较有活力的，比较有动作的，他们是对的，对他们来说。
To the younger generation, they like lively music. To them, that is exactly right. That should be the right thing.
当中年长的弟兄姊妹选择比较安静的、比较传统的、不需要站这么久的，我想也是对的。
I think for the senior members, and they like to have more solemn music, more traditional music, and don't have to stand up that long, which is also the right choice.
我已经几乎看透了弟兄姊妹。当我说大家都对的时候，你们就完全高高兴兴。
When I can see from your reaction, if I tell you both of you are right, you are very happy.
好多时候很不幸。
In many cases, unfortunately,
如果有两个语言的教会
in a bilingual church,
有时候可能是讲英语的弟兄姊妹对的。
Sometimes it's the English speaking side is more on the correct side.
有时候可能是讲普通话的或者方言的广东话，这些弟兄姊妹是对的。
Some may be the Cantonese side are correct.
有时候啊，如果你要制造问题的话，很多理由制造问题的。
Sometimes if you want to create problems, there are many excuses for you to create problems.
我用新加坡做个比例吧。
I would like to use Singapore as an example.
有很多教会有普通话聚会，也有福建话或者广东话的聚会。
Many churches will have their services in Mandarin, in Fukienese, or in Cantonese.
有时候就是为了安排几点是什么语言聚会，几点是那个语言聚会，这种也发生问题。有时候是为了 car park, 停车场
car park,
也成为问题。
sometimes the problem comes from who is first.Which service should come first? Sometimes a problem comes as to where do I park my car?
Now, let us come back to the scripture.
那么现在回到圣经。
The problem was basically administration.
那个时候的问题主要是行政问题。
About food, about table.
是在桌前侍奉他们吃饭。
About catering.
关于烧饭。
Nothing very spiritual or religious about these daily matters.
好像是没有那么重要的属灵的事情。
But this problem in distribution in management, unless that got rectified, it may upset church growth, discipleship, and mission.
假如说这个时候虽然看起来好像是一个简单的问题，不加以解决的话，就会阻止了教会的成长。
So it was absolutely right for those who were devoted to prayer and to the teaching of the word and to evangelism say, oh hey, something wrong here. Let us try to pull our resources together to deal with these issues head on.
所以当时的使徒们他们虽然专心以祈祷传道为事，他们也认识这一件事情的重要性，所以他们愿意放下那个事，先来解决这个问题。
Therefore, there was a prompt and very wise response to that crisis.
所以这些使徒们就对这一个危机有了一个非常有智慧的回应。
The decision was clearly recorded in the scripture.
所以他们所做的决定在圣经里面很清楚地记载了。
Seven men were chosen.
七位被选出来。
The complaints came first of all from the Hellenists or English-speaking congregation.
好像当时的怨言是从这个讲希腊语的犹太人，或者是今天的比方，好像不是真的啊，是讲英文的年轻的一辈，他们有这个怨言。
And they wisely chose seven brothers.To handle this issue, and they all happen to be more Greek or Hellenist speaking.
那他们所选出来的这位七位来做这件事情的这七位，后来叫执事啊，这七位都是讲希腊话的。
Now, apparently, they were supposed to handle matters of administration, not so-called in quotation marks spiritual matters.
好像他们是来侍奉饭食的，是不是来管属灵的事物的。
But look at the qualifications required of these seven brothers.
但是你看圣经上的记载，你看出来这七位弟兄他们要侍奉的这个qualification 是什么？
资格。Verse 3，
第三节。
Therefore, friends, select from among yourselves seven men of good standing, full of the Spirit and of wisdom.
你看他们选出来的这七位是什么呢？是有好的名声，被圣灵充满，智慧充足的人。
Look at our mentality today.
来，我们来想想我们今天的心态。
If we were to appoint a senior pastor, ordinary pastor, evangelist, we say that person must be very spiritual, rightly so.
像我们今天想要聘一位牧师或者聘一位主任牧师，那我们希望这位牧师的人选是非常的属灵的，这个要求是正确的。
But when we came to the selection of sisters and brothers who are expected to take care of what we call administration, maybe our standard.Suddenly has been lowered.
假如我们是请一些弟兄或姊妹们来管行政的事情的话，我们在心中往往就把对他们的要求降低了。
Let me repeat again. In the selection of pastor, evangelist, or senior pastor, we are very serious. That person must be very, very spiritual with good standing in the church and in society.
所以今天这是我们的一般的心态，也就是说当我们对牧师的要求是往往在属灵上是非常的高的，我们也是非常的认真的。
I don't know about here, it is better for me to talk about outside situation rather than Lexington. In many churches I came across in Australia, in Britain, in Southeast Asia, when it came to the selection, of elders and deacons, somehow we do not require that high spiritualqualifications.
在我们教会不一样啊。
Yeah. That's why I dare not mention Lexington. Lexington is always exceptional.
不敢当。周牧师说，他在许多别的地方在教会里面，当他们需要选长老跟执事的时候，他们对他们属灵的要求相对的就降低了。
Seriously, from that much I know about Lexington Church, I think we do not have double standard. So please have the peace of mind. When we select the pastoral team, we require this or this. When we select elders and deacons like today,The ordination or the prayer for the deacon is a very solemn occasion.
总牧师非常的 gracious, 他觉得我们教会对执事跟长老的要求是仍然是有很高的标准。我们感谢他，我们也希望我们能够 live up to that expectation.
All right, to cut a long story short. So these seven men were appointed.长话短说，
这七位呢就被选出来了。
In the end, we can only say together with the sisters and brothers, thanks be to God.
所以在一起的时候，我们可以这样诚恳的说，我们把我们的感谢归给我们的上帝。
This administrative distribution matter were not allowed to upset the ongoing witness and life and mission of the church.
所以在清理一些行政上的事情，也就促成了，也帮助了教会事工继续的推展。
The church continued to grow.
教会继续的在成长。
But this time, something very, very noteworthy happened.
在这个时候，有一件很重要的事情，我们应该去留意的。
Verse 7, a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith.
第七节的后半段上面说，有许多的祭司也信从了这道。
Humanly speaking, it was virtually impossible to expect this Jewish priest, who was so opposed to the Lord Jesus and the gospel, to ever become Christians.
从人的眼光来看，当时犹太人的祭司，他们是迫害基督徒，他们是逼迫耶稣基督的人。让他们能够变成基督徒，几乎是 mission impossible 不可能的任务。
But in the end, by God's amazing grace, these sisters and brothers of different cultural, of different linguistic or language background got united. Even priests became Christian, and a great number of them.
然而，这个教会的见证就是说，不管你原来的语言是什么。当大家同心合一一同来建造的时候，甚至于不可能的这些犹太人的祭司也信从了主。
Now I'm very conscious of the time at my disposal and I'm going to respect that.
You have more time. 他还可以多讲一下啊。Pastor,
Pastor, 你
讲的是中英文啊。周牧师他说他怕他时间过了，所以还要快一点。
So the last point.
所以最后一点。
Wow, a sense of relief. Last point. Challenges and opportunities in the context of globalization and the rising of China, with special reference to the importance of both the English and the Chinese languages.
Long sentence. 在全球化和中国兴起中的挑战。和机会，也就是说，特别关于我们有中文和英文一起能够使用的重要性。
Now the problem in Jerusalem, according to Acts chapter 6, had a lot to do with language or languages.
所以在《使徒行传》第六章里面很清楚的提到那第一个的这个问题是跟语言的不同有关系。
It is also largely because of the language issue.That our Lexington Church feel that it is wise to have Mandarin service language, to have English service language again.
同样的，由于语言的不同，在我们这个 Lexington 教会，所以我们就有了英文的崇拜和中文的崇拜。
As a Chinese or someone from ethnic Chinese background, I never feel superior about my race. Neither will I feel inferior about my race.
作为一个中国人，我从来不认为我身为中国人在种族上是比人高或者是比别的人低。
I always thank God for being a Chinese.
我常常是向神来感恩我能够成为一个中国人。
Never any sense of superiority complex. Never any sense of inferiority complex.
从来就不会觉得因着我是中国人我是比别的人种高超或者是比别的人种低下。
We are all human beings created by the mighty God out of dust, out of mere flesh and blood.
我们都是不管我们的种族是怎么样，我们都是上帝用尘土把我们所造出来的。
As such, there is nothing to be boastful about our race, whether you are white, black or yellow.
也就是说，不管你是黑的、是白的、还是是黄种的，在神的面前，我们没有可夸口的。
But having said that, it is important for us to have a sense of history.
但是反过来说，我们也应该明白，也能够明白我们自己的历史。
As a very humble human being created by God, I would like to think that it is no accident.That the Lord has made me a Chinese at this time, at this place.
所以从历史的角度，我非常的肯定，神今天把我造成一个中国人，活在今天这个社会，有他在我身上的目的。
Sisters and brothers, you know very well that there are only about 5 official languages in the headquarters of the United Nations in New York City.
大家也许都知道。在联合国的总部只有五个官方正式的语言。
And if you somehow happen to be bilingual, that is relatively well versed with English and Chinese, you know two of the most important United Nations languages.
假如你是能够讲中文也能够讲英文的话，你知道你在联合国里面已经能够用两个最重要的语言来沟通。
In a globalized world, there's absolutely not a shadow of doubt that English is the lingua franca of our day.
在全球的观点来说，无可否认的，英文是全世界能够连接在一起的一个重要的语言。
My own rough estimate is something like this.
我个人的估计是这样的。
Globally, I would like to think that there might be about 25% or 28% of the human race who can handle in varying degrees the English language.
差不多在全球的人口当中 ,25% 甚至于到 28% 的人在不同的层次、不同的程度上都能够懂一些英文。
And the Chinese language is the mother tongue.Of something like 22% of the human race.
然而对中文来说，在全球人口的22%的人，中文是他们的母语。
If you are fluent in both English and Chinese, sisters and brothers, listen. You can communicate roughly to half of the human race.
假如你能够讲英文和中文的话。你知道吗？你可以跟世界上50%的人能够交谈。
Mission is about language, about communication, right?
宣教是用语言，宣教的工具是语言。
This is the bicentenary of the arrival of Robert Morrison to China in the year 1807.
去年。
Yep, last year.
去年是。马里森道华宣道200周年的纪念。
He was brought up in Scotland.
他在苏格兰生长。
Robert Morrison joined the London Missionary Society in the year 1804.
在1804年的时候，马里森在伦敦参加了伦敦的差会。
In the year 1807, Robert Morrison arrived in China.
1807年。马里森到了中国。
When I teach in the Chinese university, I have tremendous sympathy and empathy with American students, with students from Japan, from Korea, from Africa, from Arabic countries to learn this difficult language. You call it 中文。
当我在国内教书的时候， 我看到这些外国的啊，外国的留学生，不管是美国、英国、韩国、日本、非洲种种的时候，我对他们学中文语言的那种困难，我对他们有很大的同情心。
As Chinese, you may think that Chinese is an easy language because that happens to be your mother tongue.
你觉得中文没什么难，因为中文是你的母语。
I can assure you, it is a very difficult language.
我可以肯定地告诉你，中文是很难学的。
So Robert Morrison, because of his commitment to mission, to the salvation of the Chinese souls, he came to China.
然而马里孙，他为了中国人的灵魂，中国人的得救，他到了中国。
16 years later,
16年以后，
he together with some fellow missionaries managed to translate the whole Bible into Chinese.
他与他的同工米连两人一同的把整本的圣经成为第一个翻译成中文版本的圣经。
Sisters and brothers, in terms of historical development, in terms of mission, we are what we are today. To a great extent, has to do with the work of Robert Morrison and other missionaries who came to Asia, who came to China.
从历史的角度来看，今天我们能够成为基督徒，成为基督徒坐在这里，跟当年马里孙到中国来是有多少的关系。
As Chinese Christian, how we wish by God's grace we can be participants of this great missionary task.
成为一个中国人，我们多么的渴望我们也能够在宣道的事工上扮演一个角色。
Sometime about the end of 1970s,
差不多在1970年的末代末期。
I seem to think that we do not see a great number of Chinese coming from Taiwan, Hong Kong.
差不多在70年的末代的时候，从台湾和从香港来的中国人数已经在相当快速的减低。
But somewhere around the mid-1980s,
或许是在80年的中期，
a lot of our kin's Chinese have come from mainland China.
我们许多的同胞就从中国大陆到了美国。
This have become for us opportunities and challenges. You know much better than I do.
我相信你们对这样的机会和挑战的了解程度远远的超过我。
For exactly 20 years now, I have been teaching the Bible and theology in some of the top universities in China. These are challenges and opportunities.
在过去差不多20年的时间，我能够在中国顶尖的大学里面能够教圣经，能够教许多跟我信仰有关的话题，这是我能够面对的一些挑战和机会。
I first taught at Beijing or Peking University in 1988, exactly 20 years ago.
正好在20年前1988年的时候，我在北大教书。
3 weeks ago, I finished the examination papers of my students and I came back to Singapore.
三个礼拜以前，我在北大改完了那学期完的考卷，我就到了美国。
On February 17th, I will board one of the best airlines in the world, Singapore Airlines, Singapore Beijing.
然后我从北京坐新加坡新航，从北京到
从新加坡回去北京，
从新加坡回去北京。
全世界最好的航空公司之一。
The best airline, one of the best airlines in the world, Singapore Airlines.
Yeah, I will be teaching again. Sister, how would you imagine these opportunities? In the official, every university seems to be official in China. You teach theology and the Bible.
我刚才没搞清楚，他是说二月份的时候他就会再回到北京啊。你可以不可以想象能够在北大教神学和教圣经是如何如何一个宝贵的一个机会。
In mission, languages are very important.
在宣道的事工上语言是非常重要的。
Now some of you, my younger sisters and brothers, may feel a little handicapped because you have not yet quite mastered Mandarin or Chinese language, right?
对我们年轻的一代，或许你会觉得你的 你的这个国语的程度还不够那么好。
But please don't feel discouraged. You know why? For 3 years now, I teach in English in the Chinese universities.
你不用为这个事情而沮丧，我可以告诉你，在过去的三年，我在北大是用英文来教课的。
I would like to think that 10 years later,
我可以想象差不多10年以后,
it is very well possible for our average ABC sisters and brothers to share the gospel with the younger Chinese just in English. If we can do it in both languages, that certainly would be better.
我十分的相信在10年左右，我们今天我们在美国的第二代的所谓在美国生长的华人，能够在中国的国内用英文和他们的下一代来分享你的信仰。当然你会普通话会有帮助，但是你可以用英文来与他们分享。
Finally, I would certainly encourage those of my sisters, younger sisters and brothers who are brought up here and born here to acquire that language, that funny language. Okay.
不过我同时也愿意鼓励我们在这边第二代的华人能够去学那个奇奇怪怪的中文。
I tell you, it is a liberation to be able to use English and Chinese back and forth. It is a liberation, 很大的解放，能够很自由地讲中文、英文，对宣教来讲太方便了。
He already translated.
Again, now I don't want to sound to be boasting. Just want to give you one example as to how languages and dialect are important. Last year, I taught for the first time at the Chinese University of Hong Kong.
我再举一个例子，我告诉你们为什么语言是这样的方便。我去年是第一次在香港的中文大学教书。
And my boss told me,
我的老板这样跟我讲，没英文啊，没普通话，用广东话来教书啊，这个是香港啊。 He said something like, 钟教授，钟博士，你不可以讲国语，不可以讲英文，你一定要讲广东话。 What he said is, you cannot speak Mandarin, you cannot teach in Mandarin, you're not supposed to teach in Mandarin and English. You should speak Cantonese.
感谢主，我仲记得我个广东话讲得嚟都唔错噶。
Arnold.
结果系点啊？ 结果喺我个班上啊，广东话、普通话，因为有大陆嘅学生啦嘛，英文三种语言。In the end, just save you a little breath. In the end, it was funny in my class at the Chinese University. English, Mandarin, and 广东话. My mother tongue is Hakka. Hakka 话讲起来好自由啊。
Pastor Chung's mother tongue. 他刚刚讲什么？他的母语是这个福建话。哈嘎，哈嘎，哈嘎，哈嘎。
I have folded up everything, so this is the final word, sisters and brothers. May I say this humbly? There's no excuse.
对我们来说是无可旁贷。
For you, my younger brothers and sisters, not to try to pick up Mandarin and use it for the sake of the gospel.
Not to.
Yeah, have to acquire for the sake of the. You have no excuse not to.
为了福音的缘故，你们责无旁贷，应该去学习普通话。对我们当中比较年长的弟兄姊妹 ，to our more senior members，
我们也没有理由说，你已经来了10年20年了，你说，哎，讲英语还是不方便 ？I simply can't. 我来到这里很 confused. Are you talking about can or cannot？ You are simply saying, I simply can, I can, I can.
In the American English, can or cannot is can, can't. In the British English, is can, can't.
That's right. 所以年长的弟兄姊妹，你来的这么久了，虽然比较辛苦，把英文学好。
So I want to encourage the more senior people here. You've been in this country for maybe 10 years or so. You should learn English as well.
You certainly can for the sake of the gospel.
Yes, you can learn English for the sake of God. 为着福音的缘故，你也可以学好英文。Again,
thank you very much indeed for this privilege and honor to share with you this morning.
谢谢大家给我这样一个分享的机会。I'm
not. I am not quite a man of prayers. I am not quite a man of prayers.
我不是一个很会祷告的人。
But whenever the Lord reminds me of the Lexington Church,
但是
there can only be thanksgiving.
但是当神每一次提醒我，想到贵教会的时候，我就对神充满了感恩。
Whatever languages, whatever background, we are by God's grace already a united church.
所以凭神的恩典，靠神的恩典，我们都是联合在一起的。
With this unity in the Lord, 大大小小的事情都可以解决的。
在主里面一同的合一，No matter the matter is big or small, we can all solve them.
Okay, the Lord be with you. Amen.
愿神祝福你们。
请起立。别担心，我们不会站，半个钟头。Thank you.